One of the state's largest operators of drug recovery centers announced this week that it's closing all but one of its locations in short order. That news came as a surprise to many. That includes managers at the centers who will soon be out of a job, and the hundreds of individuals in recovery who rely on Hope for New Hampshire's services. NHPR's Brita Green visited the organization's Claremont offices yesterday and talked with people there.
Craig Perry is 30 years old. He says his drug problems started after college. He moved back home and started working a job with a family member.
And every time on lunch, we would just go get something, and I didn't know it was going to affect me like that. And then it got more and more and more and more, and then had to go to heavier stuff.
He says he had four awful years, but now he's been clean for about a year and a half. That's in part because of the support of the Hope for New Hampshire Center in Claremont. He's been coming here for about 5 months. We sit together on a couch in the center's main gathering area. Ask him how he feels that this place is now slated to close in just over a week. He looks at me, his face turns red, and he pauses.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear about that, honestly. Sorry.
He laughs, but it's rough news for him to hear. He's developed a close relationship with the center's manager, Wayne Miller, and does peer support groups every once in a while. The center's also been something of a home base for him for help getting jobs and other more day-to-day things. Frankly, if it closes, it'll be terrible, he says.
Because a lot of people know Wayne, and Wayne does help a lot of people out. And I don't know, this town is already going through a dark time with all the drugs in it.
A woman who works in the office is listening to us talk. When Perry says he hasn't heard about the closing, she tears up. They've been trying to get the word out to the center's 200 or so active members, she says, but the news just broke Tuesday. It's been hard to reach everyone. Wayne Miller, the center's manager, who Perry says he's become very close with, says these conversations have been intense.
It's been extremely overwhelming to have to deliver that news. And it's just really hard to try to explain that I don't necessarily know where else to send them.
He says there's other recovery options in the area, Suboxone clinics and 12-step programs, but no peer-to-peer centers like this one.
It is critical, especially when you're considering a community that does not have another option for that level of support.
What's almost worse, though, he says, has been the confusion this week. The center is one of four satellite offices of the main Hope for New Hampshire in Manchester. The organization lost its state funding at the end of June, pending the results of a government audit. State leaders had raised questions about their financial model and operations. But that lapse of funds has made it too hard to make ends meet in the meantime, Hope for New Hampshire says. And that's why they're now pulling back on their operations. That announcement came Tuesday, but since then, the governor and Health and Human Services Commissioner have said they're working on a new contract with the organization. It's unclear what that contract would entail, including whether it would mean Hope for New Hampshire's satellite offices like this one could remain open.
It's very frustrating to me just in the sense that it seems like we're all on the same page of recognizing that the opiate addiction issue is significant and people are throwing around the word epidemic. And so for there to be any lapse in financial support for any of these services, especially when we've already had positive communication with the state, for that lapse to have dragged on this long, it's infuriating.
Miller says community leaders have been reaching out to him to try to figure out what they can do for the people that rely on the services Hope for New Hampshire provides here in Claremont. And he says he's meeting with Mayor Charlene Lovett and representatives with Dartmouth Hitchcock and Valley Regional Hospitals early next week to see if they can come together and work out a plan. For NHPR News, I'm Breacha Green.